We start on this Wednesday evening with Arch News from Aby Philbin Bowman. And sad news to start with, Aby.
Indeed, Sean. The death has been announced of the best-selling Irish author Anita Notaro. She originally had worked in RTE, actually, on everything from elections to Fair City to the Eurovision Song Contest, but then she decided to pursue her writing career full-time. In 2008, she was awarded the Popular Fiction Book of the Year Prize at the Irish Book Awards for her novel Take a Look at Me Now. And over the course of her career, she wrote six novels, the last of which, A Moment Like This, was completed shortly before her diagnosis with frontotemporal dementia in 2011. She's survived by her husband, Jerry, her sisters, Madeline, Lorraine and Jean.
And staying with the Irish Book Awards, the Bord Gáis Energy Irish Book Awards, as they are now, the winners of this year's competition will be announced this evening.
They will. There are 12 categories with six books in each shortlist, so I won't list all 72. But to give you a flavour, the Novel of the Year is contested by, among others, Colm Tobin's Nora Webster, Joseph O'Connor's The Thrill of It All and David Mitchell's The Bone Clocks. The Sports Book of the Year, the two big names would be Roy Keane and Brian O'Driscoll, both for their autobiographies. And the announcement's going to be made at a gala dinner in the Doubletree Hotel, formerly the Burlington. And you can see highlights of this hosted by Keelan Shanley and our own Evelyn O'Rourke, which will be shown on RTÉ One television this Saturday evening at 11.05.
And finally, Ronan Keating has made his West End debut.
Indeed, John. After It Conquered the World, won an Oscar and wowed Steven Spielberg, the low-budget Irish film Once was turned into a Broadway and West End musical, as many listeners will know. Last night, former Boyzone singer Ronan Keating stepped into the role originally played in the film by the Frames frontman Glenn Hansard. And Keating described making his West End debut as the most liberating experience. He says he admitted he was all over the place at the start of the performance, but said, once I got into it, it was wonderful. He'll be in that role until the 21st of March. And I have to say my favourite reviewing comment comes from the Independent's David Lister, who wrote, "It feels patronising to boy band singers turned actors everywhere to say Keating is surprisingly good. So let's rather say that he is highly effective in exuding a careworn melancholy that disguises loss. He captures the hearts of the audience seemingly effortlessly." I'm not sure how Frames fans will react to all this news, but there you go.
Thank you very much to Aby Philbin Bowman, and more Arch News on RTÉ 10, the Entertainment Network.